Officials in Anchorage are one step closer to purchasing the embattled Legislative Information Office and using it to house the city's police department. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the Anchorage Assembly passed a crucial vote on the matter last night.
The move allows for a semi-independent municipal agency, the Anchorage Community Development Authority, to buy the LIO for $14 million. That is substantially lower than the appraised value of $18 million. One of the reasons offered for the bargain pricing is the building's fraught political baggage. It drew criticism and condemnation for an expensive, opulent redesign that many criticized as inappropriate. That shadow, plus a lawsuit, ultimately caused state legislators to abandon it. Assemblymember Eric Croft says that after sitting vacant for almost 2 years, ACDA was right to pounce when it saw the opportunity for a deal.
Yeah, we know the history and the optics, if you will, but it's not like this building is haunted. It was a stupid move by the state, and we get to take advantage of it.
The administration of Mayor Ethan Berkowitz announced last week that the large downtown building could soon house the Anchorage Police Department. APD currently occupies a facility around 5 miles away in the UMed district that officials say it has drastically outgrown. Supporters say leasing the LIO building to the police department will save on the costs of building an entirely new headquarters, which officials estimate could be anywhere from $30 to $65 million. Assemblymember John Weddleton says having a tenant lined up calmed his concerns over the purchase.
I was not excited about it until I found out we're really buying something for the police department that we're going to have to buy anyway. I think the optics are really, really bad to put government stuff in this amazing Crystal Palace, but I'm willing to overlook that because this is a good deal.
Criticism of ACDA's purchase focused on the rapid process, which some felt left members of the public and business community out of the loop. Among assembly members, only Amy Domboski voiced serious opposition, saying that as long as the police department is potentially paying to lease the building, it's still taxpayers who are on the hook financially.
This is a rush job. I think it reeks of some sort of special favor. And at the end of the day, the taxpayers of Anchorage are going to take it in the shorts. Mark my words.
Domboski was joined in her no vote by fellow Eagle River Assemblymember Fred Dyson. The measure was overwhelmingly approved, 8-2, clearing a major hurdle for ACDA's purchase. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.